So I don't think Ben's coming back.
I think Ben dropped.
I think we lost him.
Yeah.
We and made fun of him too much. I didn't mean to. His mic was funny. It would have been good.
Yeah, it would have been good, but he's not here, like, so.
Yeah.
I guess we have to start
when you watch
him.
This later, Ben. We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, Ben. Too bad you're a busta. And speaking of Ben being a busta, what's up, fandom? My name is Josh, and joining me once again, I have Sean.
What's up, everybody?
And joining us for the first time, got Maddie.
What's up, fandom?
That's more impressive.
That was
than,
late. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I remember when I first started, it'd be like, "What's up, fandom? My name is," and you know, like go all into
sorry.
It. And now it's like, "Hey guys, we're doing another one."
Yeah, and I think the first time you introduced me. I think the first time you introduced me, I was just like, "Hi." I didn't know like what the hell. Hello.
Yeah, I come in like, "What's up? And we've got Sean." You know, and just like go all in.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like Sean's hey back.
Guys.
Welcome, Sean. How are you doing today? You know, that's basically
like
how
NPR.
It's turned into.
It's like we're on, yeah, NPR. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to our Ghostbusters Afterlife talk. We're going to be discussing the movie, the plot, the film, the characters, and maybe a little more. Ghostbusters Afterlife, that's what we're doing.
Frozen
we all nope. we all saw it. I'm sorry. It's not Ghostbusters Afterlife.
It's not.
I put Ghostbusters Afterlife on my notes.
If that tells you anything
wait,
about
you
the staying
the
power.
You guys didn't watch
film.
The first movie?
Yeah.
You know what's really funny is
everyone I told
that I was watching this film saying, I was like, yeah, so this is the second one, apparently. And everyone was like, there was a first one. I thought the last Ghostbusters was the women one. And that's what I also thought. So the marketing team for Ghostbusters
I don't know they
on
they,
vacation
they marketed the snot out of the first one
hey, it missed me I guess
hey when did the women one get released before this one
yeah
was it
yeah
okay all right
so girl Ghostbusters was 2016
whoa
girls busters can we call it girls busters is
girls
that a thing
busters.
Yeah I think so.
So that was 2016, and then Ghostbusters Afterlife was 2021.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, okay. That was still sort of COVID-y time.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, first movie after COVID. Let's
yeah.
bring the box office back, and it didn't work.
That's okay. That explains a lot more.
Which is
a lot of
weird
people, I think, were tuned out from movies at that point.
It sucks because, like, Ghostbusters Afterlife is a better film than this one. Like, the first one was better. spoilers, everybody. This is a spoiler episode. Did Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters Fallen Kingdom, spoilers. We do need to do the one thing before we kind of go into it and do the thing that everybody loves that we do. We're going to read the IMDb synopsis for the movie.
Yay. Amazing.
When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters, new and old, must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age, which is actually very accurate for what one of the 17 plot points in this movie was.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, first off, let's just go, what's everybody's, like, history with Ghostbusters?
Okay. So the first time I watched Ghostbusters was at the ripe age of like 7, I think. And I watched it at a friend's house at a sleepover. And that was the first time I saw it. And it scared me so much. And like, I remember I wrote in my diary about it. I was like, it's 10 p.m. and I'm still awake because I can't sleep.
It's like, mother, father, I apologize. I'm awake at 10 p.m.
Right. But then after that, like, I slept on it, and I remember still, like, I woke up and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, I really loved it. Like, and that was sort of, I think Ghostbusters was one of my introductions to, like, scary movies, and it's why I love horror so much today. And obviously Ghostbusters isn't really scary, but to 7-year-old me, oh my gosh, like, it felt so real, and I loved all the characters. I don't know. Good times.
That's
I have not seen any of the other movies. Just the first one.
And when you say just the first one, you mean
just Ghostbusters,
like the original Ghostbusters,
okay.
the one with Sigourney Weaver and Zool.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
I like Zool. He was a good bad guy.
I did too. Yeah, the whole everybody in the first one was
it's
good.
Wonderful. It's yeah. delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, one and two, the original one and two are probably some of my favorite movies actually of all time. Especially from that era, from like the 80s sort of era of splicing comedy with whatever genre they happened to be doing at the time. So yeah, Ghostbusters 1 and 2, I loved it. That group of like Aykroyd and Murray and Moranis and what is the...
Hudson.
Ernie, yeah. Just a phenomenal group. And then Sigourney Weaver was amazing. And yeah, those are amazing films, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Ghostbusters. Like, I don't like spookums. So seeing Ghostbusters as a kid, it was spookums, and I don't like spookums. That's why I don't like Halloween. Not a fan of spookums.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Yeah, too much. It's too much for me. Okay. But yeah, like I like the first one. The second one, I don't remember. I know there was a Ghostbusters 2. I couldn't tell you who's in it. What's it about? I have no clue.
So, same people and ghosts, to answer your question.
Are we positive?
I feel like I've seen it already.
But what's the big bad? So like Zool's the baddie in the first one. Who's the big bad in the second one?
I don't remember.
I mean, it's hard to top, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Demon thing. But the second one's the one where Dan Aykroyd and a ghost do the hanky-panky, right?
That is correct.
That's the second one.
That is
correct. Does that not also happen? No.
Is it? No, that's that's Bill Murray and Sigourney Weaver when she's possessed by Zool.
Well, isn't there one of the ghosts? I think that might be Rick Moranis' character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, Rick Moranis, who's possessed, and Sigourney Weaver, who is also possessed.
Yeah.
They get together.
Oh, but,
that's right.
Much like what happens to Paul Rudd and Mom in, I don't remember Mom's name, in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Correct.
In Oklahoma.
Yep.
Which also, they're in Oklahoma. I don't think they show a Sonic once, and I don't think they show a Brahms once. So I don't know where in Oklahoma they are, but I don't understand.
It was so funny to hear them keep mentioning it. I was like,
They kept making fun of the great state of Oklahoma, and we get it. We know we're a flyover state. We understand we're bad, but you don't need to tell us that. Like, we get it.
Feels like they're talking down on us. Like, okay.
That podcast kid saying Dorklahoma, and I was like, no. You're not from here. You can't say that. That's ours.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah.
What a loser. All right.
The fact that his name was Podcast.
Was that his name?
that's the nickname. They go by Podcast.
Okay. Josh, was he in the first one?
I'm assuming he was
in the first one. Is that the only name we're ever given for this kid?
I couldn't tell you. I watched the first one once. Like these Ghostbusters movies, they're a good one-time watch, and then it's like, all right. Like when we were getting ready to go see this movie, I was like, I should watch Ghostbusters Afterlife. And then I looked and I saw that it wasn't streaming on where I would have to rent it for like $1.99. And I was like, no, that's all right. I'll play Helldivers. And I did. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Spoilers out now. The 17 plots that this movie has, the main plot is evil horn ghost whose name is Garaka.
Yes.
Wants to freeze the world. Why does he want to freeze the world? Who knows? Like, who's to say why he wants to do anything? Right. We don't know.
Who's to say why,
like,
any of these characters want to do anything at all, honestly?
I mean, I can understand the Ghostbusters wanting to bust the ghosts so they don't die, but why does Garaka want to save, like, to freeze everybody? Okay.
There was some montage
so many questions.
Like, the people angered him for some reason. I don't remember why. They used him and then stole his horns, and then he was mad.
Yeah, they cut his horns off, and then the fire starter, which is
the thing I was going to talk about. The Fire Master?
Fire Master.
That character. See, I thought that was going to be something, like, important. Like, he was the one to sell it. I feel like he could have linked up with the villain. That would have been more compelling, but he kind of just like, oh, actually, oh, I have this thing. He had no motivation the entire time. He was just kind of there. And like, I think it was just supposed to be like a bad comic relief, but it wasn't funny enough to be a good comic. Like, I don't.
See, that's the thing.
So
like,
unfinished.
I like Camille Nanjiani. Like, I think he's great.
Yes.
And
yeah, the actor, no, like he worked with what he had, but the character was like not like a chef. I don't know. It was so it felt unfinished.
I don't understand why you add like, I don't know. What do you call him? Like slapstick humor type of character.
Yes.
I don't know sure. what you.
He's
put
like the
him...
modern equivalent of that. I think like this sort of dry, sarcastic, like, oh, I don't really care. I'm just here. I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing like it's more common.
Like, I don't know why you put him in a movie like and make him be the comic relief when you have Paul Rudd, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and James Acaster, James Acaster's in the movie for like a whopping like 7 minutes. And I'm like, you should have been in the movie more. You were
more
great.
Of him. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're on Netflix and you're just perusing, go watch James Acaster repertoire. It's 4 little comedy specials like in a row that he like I think he filmed all of them at the same time, and they all interconnect. So watch that. Phenomenal, brilliant.
Okay.
Anyway, he's barely in the movie and I don't understand it.
Yeah, and then there were so many holes with okay, they found out you can trap the what's his name again?
Garaka.
You can trap him in brass. Okay. You can trap him with fire. Okay. So were we going to put him back in the brass room or no?
Like, Sean brought that up. Like, why didn't they just put him back in, like...
From the moment they found out.
He's in an orb before he's even released. He's in his little cool... which, by the way, was a cool-looking, like, device.
Oh, it was.
Yes, it was super cool-looking.
That was rad, yeah.
But then they're like, okay, we definitely shouldn't take the orb, take it back to the brass room that has a convenient little holder... We shouldn't put it back on the holder at all. We should just leave it out in the wild. I don't understand that.
There was so much time. Like, I can get it maybe if it was like they found it out and then, oh shit, he escaped like immediately. But there was a good like period of days between them finding out that information and just leaving him in the containment unit.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We found out brass works. Oh my God.
Also, okay. So at the end of the movie, when, what is her name?
Phoebe, the kid.
Yeah, her name's Phoebe. Isn't it McKenna Grace? Is that her name?
Oh, the ghost?
No. Melody, who I thought was Jenna Ortega. Oh, but it's not Jenna Ortega.
It's not Jenna Ortega. No.
It's not Jenna Ortega. I was because like, she looked like Jenna Ortega, but I'm like, why would Jenna Ortega be in this movie? But that's actually, hold on, we got it. That's Amy Allen Lind, who. Whatever. If you want to find the only thing that I know her from is from the Netflix Babysitters show, which is like a witchy, killy, people die type of thing. That's good. I only know that because we did an episode for Netflix for them, and it was fun. But anyway, that's the only thing I know her from. And I was like, when I found that, I'm like, that makes sense. That's where I know her from. I don't know where to begin. Like, there's so many things that I don't know what you start off with. Do we start off with how the pacing of the movie is just so bizarre. The first half of the movie is slow as like, it's so slow and boring. And then the second half, they're like, hey, here's a bunch of action stuff. And it's like, okay, we get that, but you should mix some of that in and make it compelling because you've just made a dull movie. Like, you didn't fit all the pieces together. It's like there were like 3 movies that they were like, okay, here's this movie, oh, and here's this movie. And we'll just throw them together. There's probably like
on this project.
I can look. It seems like there were 5. It seems like there's like an extra.
I think you just figured out how they wrote it.
It seems like there's an extra hour of movie that they just never gave us. Like there's probably an hour floating around somewhere that they were like, ooh, this movie's too long. We shouldn't do it. So they just cut it up in random places, put stuff together, and they were like, all right, have fun. And
give us the director's cut of Ghostbusters Frozen Kingdom.
Release the Gil Kinnan version.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because there was so much.
And I'm thinking back. This has two writers.
Oh. Okay.
So they're using Ivan Reitman and Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis from the original Ghostbusters. They gave them writing credits on this.
Oh, okay.
So it's really just Jason Reitman, who's Ivan, I assume is Ivan Reitman's son, who did the first Ghostbusters, Afterlife, and then Gil Kinnan. Kinnan.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kinnan because it looks like Kinnan.
All right.
So, yeah. Go ahead, Maddie. I'm going to see what else Gil Kinnan has done.
Oh, well, I was thinking about the bronze. I'm like, okay, well, at the end, Phoebe did coat her gear and stuff in bronze. But it was like as the sun was setting. Or like
Why not anybody else? Like, she knows that the electricity doesn't work. Because this is apparently a demon, which that's also very confusing. Like, why are the Ghostbusters fighting a demon? That seems like you should call a young priest and an old priest, you know?
Yeah. This is no longer their jurisdiction.
Also, it's New York City. There's tons of Catholics. You can get a priest like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely one thing. But also the way that she smelted and coated her entire thing in bronze in, like, I don't know, 5 minutes, I think. Because it was like during the ending montage while everyone was running around and they expected, like, hold on.
So let's suspension of disbelief. It's a movie and it's totally fine that you can melt bronze with an acetylene torch and the gas burner from your stove.
You know, to say how she melted it.
She just
cut up one of the fire poles. And then
she cut up
around
a fire pole.
I was watching around, like, looking around the whole time at all of the fire poles, and there was no cutout anywhere. So,
to be fair,
small inconsistency.
To be fair, she could have gotten it from upstairs.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
But also,
bizarre thing to do, to go upstairs to, like, get a thing and then go there. Anyway.
Okay, but
it's possible.
What does brass do to the element of a proton pack to make it then, like, to turn the plasma ray?
Yeah, what is coating the outside of it?
Infused? I don't understand.
It's like when you take salt and you use salt for ghosts. Why don't the Ghostbusters use salt?
I don't know. They should.
It worked in Supernatural.
Yeah,
it works in Mob Psycho 100, kind of sometimes.
Yeah. Like, so, why aren't they using salt there? That's how you keep Garaka from coming through. You just get the salt and you put it on the at the entrance and be like, you can't come in.
Also, I want to talk, this has nothing to do with the quality of Ghostbusters, but I want to talk about Garaka's character design. He could have been hotter. I think he was long. He was very long.
He was very long, but he did look like, he looked like bad guys in, like, tabletop RPGs that you would see. Like, somebody that's, like, drawn from, like, Wizards of the Coast or Magic the Gathering. Like, this is Garaka. And, like, the way that they kind of, like, the big shot that, like, made me think that was when you see him stand up and he has his horns and there's, like, a blue light going behind him and there's, like, smoke, like, or not that smoke, it's, like, the cold frost smoke kind of going around. Like, that looked cool. And it's
like when his horns unfurled.
Yeah, that was cool. It was very
much
Pan's
cool
Labyrinth.
Cool.
And I was like,
yes.
Yeah, I was like, all right, this is pretty cool, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He reminded me a lot of the, like, what the Horned King in, you know, Black Cauldron could have been before Disney killed it.
Rip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was, like, the least of my concerns.
He was just uninteresting. I don't know.
Yeah, because don't know his motivations.
Once he appeared, like you finally, like, see him, like, he could have, like, stayed, like, hidden more, like, just like he is, like, the presence of fear, like, you know, like, he doesn't have a form,
you know what it's like,
because then
you
give him a form, he wasn't scary anymore.
It's like in Signs, where the threat of the aliens in Signs is more is scarier than when you actually see what the aliens look like and you're like,
oh yeah,
oh dude, just punch that thing, man. Like, that thing is like skin and bones. It looks like a skeleton from Home Depot, man. Just punch it. Like, you can breathe on it and break its arm.
Exactly. Yeah, Garaka was a little bit like I don't know, someone could like snap him over their knee type, like, I don't know.
I bet
he was tall, but like...
I bet he gives great, like, back scratchies, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with his little finky things.
Like, oh, you're so right.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like...
He'd be a really good acupuncturist.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Why? See, he doesn't need to be making, you know, freezing the world when he could be, you know, open up his own clinic.
Real. Yeah, he could do microdermal facial, like,
he would do
facials.
Great doing like ASMRs on YouTube.
Yes.
Really would.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want that. That'd be someone make a Garaka ASMR.
Oh, my gosh.
It's gonna happen.
Joel, sorry, not Joel. Gil Keenan did Monster House. So, there's that.
What?
I think
Monster
he wrote
House.
Part of it.
Monster House is Monster House is kind of goofy. So, you know, it's got that, but that makes sense for Ghostbusters. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it feels like, you know, Rettman wrote half of it and then Keenan wrote the other half and they were like, let's just keep what he wrote because we have a deadline and yeah, screw it. Just put it out because we need money.
We're onto something with the whole, like, yeah, a bunch of different stories kind of got just smushed together.
Speaking of a lot of stories getting smushed together, there's too many characters in this movie.
Agreed.
Yeah.
There's the Spangler family.
Yep.
There's Dan Aykroyd's Ghostbusters pals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's Dan Aykroyd's pawn shop. There's the fire starter. There's Ernie Hudson's here. Yep. And it's like there's so many people in like
the mayor got involved a lot.
Yeah, like, oh god,
Melody, that ghost girl.
Yeah, Melody's there.
Oh yeah, Melody's there. Yeah.
I think our main character. I think what they should have done is, like, honestly, what would have been really cool is, like, sorry, I said Dan Aykroyd, I meant Ernie Hudson's. Ernie Hudson's like ghost busting pal group thing, that should have been a show. That should have been that should have been like a little mini series. So we get to learn about these people. We know what's going on. So that way they're not having to like take time out of the movie to tell us these people. You can just be like, all right, here's these people. And you're like, oh yeah, I know those people. I know James Ag. I know Lucky's there. Like, just say that they're there. Like, how does like Lucky, the Ghostbuster girl, and Finn Wolfhard, who I think if you take Finn Wolfhard out of this movie, it doesn't matter. The movie is still the exact same. He's not in the movie.
Yeah,
and I'm like, bro,
not.
That's a Stranger Things. How is your Stranger Things not in the movie? And then Lucky, too. Like, she was a big part of the first movie, too. Like, you take these people, like, even podcast, like, there's these people that are in the first movie that I guess are in the second movie just so that they could be in the second movie, because you really don't do anything with them. If you take these people out of the movie, they don't do anything. The movie is still the exact same, which sucks. Like, it's like in that second Star Wars movie where Finn and Rose go to Casino Planet. That whole entire storyline does absolutely nothing to the plot, because when they start, and then when they end, they're in the exact same position. So it's pointless. Like, what's, why? Yeah. Why do?
You go ahead.
No, I still feel like something we talked about where they were trying to make Phoebe the main character, and everything, all these loose storylines were like centered around her being the main character and like tying her to the inevitable ending, but they were weird. Like, I'll go to Paul Rudd. Like, I wanted more Paul Rudd in the first third of the movie. I don't remember what he did in the first third of the movie other than trying to like find out how to be a step teacher to Phoebe. Like, that's all he did. He didn't do anything else.
No, he did one thing a lot. He liked to tell people that he used to be a science teacher from Oklahoma. He said it like
four times. He did a lot of Oklahoma jokes. That's very true. Yeah.
Joke-lahomas, if you will.
Yeah. So for me, that's honestly, that's reflecting on it, that's what it felt like. It felt like they were trying to make me like her, which I did not. And they were trying to create all these storylines around her that tied her to the ending that was not there. None of them were told well or wrapped up at all.
And that's the thing that sucks, because you like her in the first movie. Like, she's right. A likable character in the first movie. And then you watch this and it's like, you took a character that I liked. Like, I liked everybody in that first movie. That's why when the second movie was like, I was like, yeah, I'll go see the second movie. Yeah, I'm down for that. And then they were like, let's take the likable character and turn her into a not likable character. She makes terrible decisions. She's rude. They did that stupid thing where in the first one, she's a smart kid. And then in this one, they're like, we're going to make her the smartest person in the room with all of these other people that have like PhDs and have more life experience, whatever. She's going to be the smartest in the room telling everybody what to do. And that's a played out trope that we don't need anymore. We don't need like the kid character is like smarter than everybody else. We get that. Like, kids can be smart. No one is saying that they can't be. But at some point, maybe do listen to like the Ghostbuster who's been ghostbusting since the 80s, who formed your organization and created all of your ghostbusting tech. Maybe listen to that. Maybe listen there, like when they're telling you about stuff, instead of just saying like, oh, I'm going to get in the tube thing and deatomize myself. What a moron. Like the mental gymnastics that you have in order to make anything that she did make sense is astounding. Like, it's brain fortitude I don't have.
It makes me sad, because just from what it seemed like, so I, of course, coming in as a viewer of only having seen the second movie, like, I can kind of see, like, I saw her character archetype, right? And like, it made no sense to me that she would want to get in that thing, because even to the viewers, they barely explained to us what it did, like what it did. So I was fully expecting her to like die, or like her arm to fall off, or like something horrible to happen, but it actually just like worked and it was fine. But like, which is, I don't know if, it was very much like such an out of the blue decision all of a sudden. Like, I didn't see that making sense, even having just only seen the second film.
Yeah. And
weird.
So I don't understand. Was Melody, like, were they trying to do like a love interest thing with Phoebe and Melody?
Because but they couldn't commit to it because it's a major film for, I think that's what they maybe were trying to hint at in a way that could be easily released for China, like easily cut out of the movie for China. But even then they didn't even do any, like, I don't know.
But she says at the end, she was like, was any of it real? And it's like,
right,
her being your friend, like, what? I'm confused. Like, is it supposed to be a love thing? Because it did not come off that way from anything that Melody did. Like, it felt like Phoebe had like this weird one side, like this weird one-sided crush. And Melody's like, I'll exploit this for personal gain.
Yes. And
also, give me a time when the person who does the traitor thing, like the switcheroo thing, they were a bad person the entire time type of thing. They were just using you. Give me that show or that plot where, no, that's how it was. That's just how it is. There is no like, this person is like, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going to be good. Cause let's just be real. Just be like, yeah. What if she got what she wanted and she was like, okay, bye.
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell's character in Charlie Angels.
Who watched that movie?
I did the other day on accident.
Is that the one with Bernie Mac?
It is. Oh,
like,
wait, no.
Charlie's Angels.
No, that was the one with Bill Murray, I think.
Oh, so like with...
I thought Bernie Mac... wasn't there one where Bernie Mac was like their... not Charlie, the other one.
Yeah, the...
Who's like their handler.
The person. Yeah. I don't remember if this one had Bill Murray or Bernie Mac, but yeah, one of those two.
Charlie being Bill Murray makes sense, because all Bill Murray does is cameos, like in this movie where he's a cameo. Like, he does a cameo in this movie, and then you're like, it's weird, because like, he does two cameos in this movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why do two? And like they do it the first time, like it feels like the end was shot before the rest of the movie. So like when he walks in and he's like, "Hey guys, it's me. Did somebody's who busting you guys busting ghosts?" You know, they do that, and he walks in, and they're like, "Bill," or I don't know what his name is. Like, "Hey," right. And then in this one, or like then when he's with Firestarter, I'm just gonna say Firestarter because it's a fun James, it's a fun Stephen King book. He's with Firestarter, and you know, doing that stuff. It's like it just kind of goes in, and you're like, oh. It felt like there should have been a little bit more pop and fanfare because this is actually in the movie the first time that we see him. So that's why it feels like they shot part of this and then they did the rest.
No,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it's the two writers both wrote their own cameo for Bill Murray. So it
one of them did it a very sleek cameo where he's just like, "Oh yeah, no, here's Bill Murray and blah, blah, blah." I bet what happened is the first one made it a lot like the first movie because like the first movie has the cameos, but like the cameos are at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like that's when it happens. That's when you see all the Ghostbusters and you're like, "Oh my gosh, it's all the Ghostbusters." You know, that's like at the end. Where this one, it does feel like they, you know, maybe the first one was like, "Okay, you know, we're going to put Bill Murray in there, but we're not going to make a big deal about it. Like this is just Bill Murray works here, and so it's obvious that they would go see Bill Murray."
Yep.
That's just that's just fact. And then the second one. Yeah, like and then the second one they're like, "All right, now we definitely got to play up all the callbacks and references and everything like that because now the studio wants all of that crap because they want to throw the nostalgia bait at everybody." And then they were like, "All right, let's make a," he opens the door and he's like, "It's Bill Murray." You know, that's what it feels like. And I don't like that. Stop with the nostalgia bait stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we're good. We understand. Like, we get that there was one previously. Like, you can do nostalgia, like you could do cameos and stuff for nostalgia without ruining the thing. Like first Ghostbusters I think did a great job.
Agreed.
The Power Rangers movie, do you remember that Power Rangers movie that came out, like the new Power Rangers where they're all like aliens and stuff?
Yeah, just like a few years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. That had Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson in it, just like as like people in the background, and they were like, "Oh," and it's like, "Oh my God, this is a people," you know, like that was cool. Cause you're like, you know, that's like for the old people. Whereas the youngs are like, "All right, it's extras, who cares?" But it's for the olds. That's what the cameos are for. The cameos are for the olds. And we're like, "Oh yeah, I know that person right there. That's the bad guy from the first," you know, that's what a cameo is. Not like shoehorned into the plot. Like cameos are not meant to be plot devices. Cameos are meant to be like, "Oh, hey, we were here."
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it fits the rest of the vibe of the movie. Like, they didn't just do cameos. They didn't make the old Ghostbusters and the mayor and the Slimer part of the plot. They kind of, like, swooped in on the plot and then went nowhere with it. It was half done writing in the middle of a storyline that already didn't make a whole lot of sense.
See, you say that. I thought the Slimer one was actually good because...
No, I was going to say that one made me mad.
Oh, really? See, I thought the Slimer one was kind of good because you see that there is a... Not quite an animosity, but there is definitely like... It could have been just an easy one-off cameo, but they do actually bring it back. Because like, after the interactions with Finn Wolfhard and like when he gets gooed... Right. And then I guess Slimer runs away because he was eating Cheetos, and then Garth Rocka shows up and Slimer runs away. We don't see Slimer again until like the very end of the movie when he comes over and hits the weird red Luffy ghost thing, the mimic or whatever, the possessor ghost. Right. And when it goes through that, it's like, "Oh, okay, that actually worked. That's a good way to do a cameo." Like you can have him and then you bring it back and you're like, "Oh," and then you're like, "I know that guy," and everyone else is like, "The fuck is that?" You know, I'm sorry.
No,
there we go. There you go. Myself,
good job.
Amazing. Then bringing him back was impressively done, considering the rest of the writing. However, why was he there in the first place? Where
Nostalgia.
did he come from?
He's the
That's what
yeah.
made me. That's what made me mad.
Yep.
Because he had no reason to be there. He was just
Done.
there. He was like,
Yeah.
"Oh, hey guys, it's Slimer." Wait, like, how did he get out? Was that the first movie? Did I just miss something? Is he just?
No, he's been living in the state, like in the station the whole time.
Yeah.
That's where he's
Why?
from.
Yeah.
Yeah,
This
but didn't
is
they
that's his house.
in the first one, like, that's like the first one they get. Or wait, is it the library? I don't remember the order anymore.
I don't think they ever
But they
go to
capture
this. I don't think
him.
they ever catch Slimer.
They don't?
I don't think so. I think
Oh,
he's
well.
Slimes, and then they're like,
He's very
ew.
elusive.
Then
Yeah, he's
maybe
very
I'm mad
elusive.
about nothing, but it just felt like I did kind of go in though, like expecting to be really angry at a bunch of nostalgia bait. So to me, I was like, oh,
See,
they did the thing.
I'm complete opposite, but had the same reaction. I wanted it, but I wanted it to be good. Like, I wanted to see
The
Aykroyd
way they
and Murray
introduced
and
Bill Murray at first was really good. Honestly, all of it, like, it was kind of like, oh yeah, okay, it makes sense that they're talking with them right now. But yeah, then the end was kind of like, well, I
Same
had a
with
sense at the end they were kind of just all, there were so many of them, they were kind of standing like weird, like in the firehouse. I have to go back and watch it, but the way they were all like positioned was kind of like clunky almost, because it was like, there's too many of them in that
because there
damn
ended up being like
firehouse.
a dozen of them.
Yeah. Like at one like they had to take James Acaster out because they were like, there's like no place for James Acaster. So
I
they just
could
like
see them like
had
thinking
him
about their
gooed away.
blocking.
Yeah.
I could see them thinking about like where they were supposed to look. Like
Well, at the end of the movie, when like the family is doing like the ghosty the blue thing.
so true.
Like, where's everybody else? Like,
Oh
where's the
yeah.
original Ghostbusters? Like, they're all like taking a hole and doing this thing and like killing Garaka and Firestarter and over here is doing things. And you're like, okay, but where are the other ones? Like, there's like four of them still. Like,
Yeah,
what are
where did
they
they
doing?
go?
Well,
Like, are they just
they
like
only
off in the
coded.
corner going,
Good job.
Like, what are they doing?
They only coded one of the packs in brass, though. So, you
Again,
gotta,
why? So
I
when
don't
she
know. I
dips
don't
that.
know.
She dips it in brass. Why don't they dip the rest of them in brass? There's so
That's.
much melted brass left. She
Why
like.
did they do that with all of them? If there was time for hers to like solidify and be fine, then yeah, they should have done it with the rest of them.
Because
Because she didn't tell.
they wanted to make her the main character.
Yes, because she
Yeah.
purposely didn't tell anyone about her like genius level idea. And so she continued her role as a caricature of a moody teenager genius and
Yeah.
went on with the main
Oh, it
character.
was also inorganic.
Also, how do you die before your face gets melted? Like with
That was
Melody.
so. I was like, so why
It's
isn't
like
her body
she
like
died of
burnt
smoke inhalation,
too?
so therefore it was okay.
I don't know.
But then her body would have been
Yeah,
like,
why is her
okay.
body on fire? Like,
I don't know.
the flames were pretty sick though. I thought the flame going
Cool
through it
effect.
was a cool effect.
Her visuals were cool,
Yeah.
honestly.
Jenna Ortega did great.
She did. She did.
She killed
Phenomenal.
it.
No.
All right. Well, next Oscar season, she'll get her
Yep. I
her
mean,
reward.
Wednesday Addam, Ghost Girl. Is like, what can't she do?
Right.
So I don't know. Is there anything? I mean, visually, I thought the movie was great. I thought
It
the movie
was.
looks really
Yeah.
good. It does a
Yeah.
good job of mixing funny with scary sometimes.
I disagree,
It
but
does get lost in itself
yeah.
quite easily.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. Also, real quick, why did the mayor fold so quick?
Oh yeah.
He
That
at the
was
end of the movie, he folds in like 3 seconds.
I think because there is did you guys hear at the
There
end,
were.
like there was one guy at the end that was like he cussed him out, the
Yeah, he
mayor.
called
Like
him
you could hear
Dickless,
him.
which is
That was right.
well, that's what Bill Murray called the mayor in the first movie. He calls him
Oh.
Dickless. So
Oh. Yeah.
again, callback.
Now I'm angry. Now I'm angry again. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Nice.
you know what was another
anyway.
good cameo? The librarian ghost. Good cameo.
Oh yeah, that was a
I
good
liked
cameo.
Yeah. Because she never comes back again.
Yeah.
The effects on her, like, the scary part was cool.
I was kind of hoping
they did
that...
more practical effects, huh? It seemed like it.
I mean, I think they kept her practical. And I know they kept Slimer practical because he's still a puppet. I think they kept the librarian practical too. But looked everybody else, they were like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, Karaka definitely was not.
Was not.
Practical.
I like the way he looked, though.
Yeah, see, I thought it looked like
cool.
He'd make a great D&D villain.
He really
like,
was.
Hey, this is he makes a good like lich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% ice lich.
ASMR.
It's just like the Ghostbuster, like all the Ghostbuster ghosts are so like vibrant and crazy, and then like he's just kind of like there.
Oh yeah, it's okay. So I agree with you there. The contrast between like the Slimer and the librarian. And then him again.
Yeah,
I complained about this already at some point. They were trying to do like where they were melding the original two movies with the previous movie, and it didn't work. Instead of like picking one or the other, they just sort of missed the mark on both because it was creepy but then also goofy, but the jokes were very teenagery, and then the bad guy was very serious, like he wanted to kill the earth and he's a demon, and but then I don't know, it just,
that's why I say watch the first
more
one.
Goofy villains, we need sillier villains back.
Yeah, so I say watch first one's good. The first one
is good.
They don't do a lot of that. Like, everything kind of looks like it's supposed to be there.
Yep.
There's a giant fish dragon, and then...
Yeah, see, the fish dragon is more interesting than...
Karaka?
Goku.
You call him Goku.
Yes.
I call him Goku. That's fine.
It's Goku. Yeah.
That's too nice.
Call him a One Piece fan.
Oh, no.
No. I say watch the first one. The first one's way better. The second one, there's just too much going on. There's too much going on in it. They try to shove a bunch of, like, they try to shove two movies together, and we're like, all right, this works.
At least.
Yep.
I feel like they brought in their top three, like, plot lines, both of them, and then they kind of just...
And then the studio was like, hey, we need to add three more plot lines, and then they were like, we've got nine plot lines. Yeah, they're like, I sure why not.
They're like, oh, you guys wrote in the original Ghostbusters, right?
Like, nope. What was the whole point of that, podcast dude with the hammer and like Bill Murray doing like a Twitch stream, or Dan Aykroyd doing like a Twitch stream? What was the whole point of that?
Oh, I didn't do anything. Out. I didn't even remember that.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, it's just one of the 13 different things that they were like, this is a thing. Yeah. Right, we don't care about it anymore. Just get rid of it.
Yeah, that could have been so much better. Like, I was bought in when it was Dan Aykroyd had the weird, like, occult bookshop, and they were just there to gain, like, sage knowledge and then bounce out. But that's not what happened. Like, it became a weird YouTube channel, and then, that didn't work. Me
it's weird, it's just
I don't know.
When they were smashing the stuff, okay, I remember now.
Yeah, they were smashing the stuff that wasn't like, I don't know,
like also know. What so he got an internship, okay, so that's one of the things that like didn't make any sense to me, and why I was like, they're only putting people from the first movie in this movie just because maybe they're contractually obligated to put people from the first movie in the second movie. That's the only thing I can think. Because the way that they plan it, these people are friends. Podcast is friends with Phoebe. Lucky is friends with, I don't remember Finn's character. Finn.
I don't
Boy.
Trevor.
Trevor boy.
Okay.
Treboy? Boy. Whatever.
Treboy.
It's friends with Finn Wolfhard.
Finn Wolfhard.
No, how did we do this? Friends with Nick Wolfhard's brother. Nick Wolfhard, friend of the show. Love you, Nick. You're awesome.
Hey.
So Nick Wolfhard's brother. They're like friends. They're like kind of a like possibly romantically involved, maybe. There was definitely some flirting on both sides in the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one they were like, nah, we're just not gonna put any romantic anything in this movie.
I could tell, like, they were supposed to be that, but they didn't actually have any of that chemistry or interaction, like, in this movie.
They're together for 13 seconds. Yeah, that's true. And so, like, they do that, and, like, he doesn't, like, he's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you were here. And it's like, this has been the summer. How did you not know that, like, do you people not text? It's hard to believe that no one's, like, texting or posting where they're at. Anything. And then podcast, he's supposed to be really good friends with Phoebe, and he doesn't even tell her that he's in New York City to a summer internship. Also, who does a summer internship in New York City for Dan Aykroyd's like Night of the Living thrift store?
He could afford to have an intern at that store.
He's got to be somebody's grandson. The only thing I can think.
I don't know. And actually, that, like, finding out that he had an internship at that shop kind of made me, like, because a lot of the plot that, like, kind of made Phoebe, I guess, more unlikable in this one was like, oh, like, why can't I go out and fight Ghostbusters? Like, okay, I will say the mayor kind of had, like, reasonable,
like you're a 15-year-old child.
You, like, cannot be, you doing, can't this, even work, like,
it's like, you can't work at McDonald's.
Yeah, like, it's like, well, you can, like, at least pay her, like just, if it's that, like, they could have found a workaround, like a legal workaround.
No, but I think the legal workaround is when she turns 16, she could be a Ghostbuster. Like,
well, they were treating it like she had to wait till be 18.
Yeah, they said 18, and I was like, that's not how work works.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, I started working at 15, but I guess it depends, like, what type of job you're doing. Like, I guess ghostbusting is different than working at a restaurant in a retirement home. So, which is what I did.
Yeah,
when I was,
you're
15.
Not dangling out the side of a car shooting lasers.
No, but
I'd say they'd be comparable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, but that's what I was thinking, like, okay, just, like, it's not like the family has an issue with it. It's because, oh, we don't want to get in trouble again with the city. So, like, okay, find a, like, just hire her then.
I was kind of like, well, was like, so, I mean, even if they can't hire her because she is a minor, like, the moment she turns 16, she's available to go in the workforce. So you could have just bypassed that whole entire thing and be like, okay, Nick Wolfhard's character, like, Nick Wolfhard's brother is 19 and she is now 16. She just turned 16. Now she can be a Ghostbuster. Guess what? You got rid of that whole entire plot point that doesn't matter.
Yep.
Also, none of us know her age and or care about her age. Right. We are suspension of disbelieving here that there are ghosts that are roaming around destroying New York City. Like, we're already leaving that on the table because it's a movie, but they're like, yeah, but child labor laws, right?
Yeah, but, like, people we love the Incredibles. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're much younger.
They are much younger.
There's, like, a baby.
Like, and the federal government is like, all right, guys, you do your thing.
Right, I know. So it was just such, like, a weak reason for her to have to be, like, a rebellious teen. Because it's like her family doesn't even care that much. It's just because they don't want the city to shut down the firehouse. And also, can't they just tell the mayor, hey, if you knock down the firehouse, all the ghosts are going to escape.
Because that would be smart. Also, and it's if you're doing
everyone
that,
knows that ghosts exist now. They have to be like, oh, guys, it's ghosts.
What you can do too, it's like, hey, she's 15 years old. She can't be on the streets busting ghosts. Okay, cool. Conveniently, we know about ghost busting, you know, the lab. Just have her go work there. So what you do is here's what you could do.
See?
You take her.
Oh my God.
You have her go work there. And that's where she can, maybe that's where she meets Melody. Maybe they captured Melody and now she's floating around here and she's one of the people that they're trying to study, and she maybe gets the bond with Melody there.
Yes.
Look, do you see this cohesive writing?
You have
how you can make things
conflict.
Work?
Yes. Oh my gosh, that would have made so much more sense, because then it can be a story about like trying to figure out right from wrong, and like, oh, but Melody seems so nice. Like, are all ghosts evil? Do we have to really get rid of them?
And it's
like,
okay to make Melody an evil ghost in this. Just make her out for herself. Make her an evil ghost. It's cool.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yep. That would have been such a better story, especially for her age. Like, they were trying to make it some sort of coming of age sort of thing, but she never faced real, like, it wasn't done well, but that would have been so much more effective. Ugh.
You know, if anybody's ever asking for, you know, me to write a movie, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I can write you the best Star Wars series that you'll ever watch. And I don't like Star Wars, but I'll do it for you. I'll write you the best one.
Thank you, Josh. That'd be great. That.
You want me to write Red Rising? I'll do Red Rising. I got the series all planned out, guys.
I actually do want you to do that one.
Pierce Brown, hit me up. All right, so final thoughts. What did we think about Ghostbuster? I'm dropping the S. Ghostbuster, because this is primarily about Phoebe. Ghostbuster.
It really is.
Frozen Kingdom. Are we going to pass on the movie? Would we stream the movie? Would we rent the movie? Or would we buy the movie? Forget the fact that we've all paid money and we've seen it in theaters. So pass, stream, rent, or buy.
Maddie?
Oh boy. I would probably pass on it. But if it was on in my friend's house, I would sit and watch it at random moments.
You would never seek it out?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
I'm a stream. Like, I think if you like the first one, if you got any sort of enjoyment out of the first one, this one's fine. It's definitely not as good. I would say go watch the first one. Just go watch the first one. It's better. Like, hands down. But if this was on, I would watch it. You know, if I saw it on Netflix, you know, 6 months from now, I may be like, maybe I didn't give it a fair shake. You know, I would, you know, do it there, but I wouldn't pay extra money again to go see this movie.
Yeah, I'm the same. There's no way I'm renting or buying this. So I'm a stream also, but I think I'm a stream in the sense that I want to watch the first one again, and it just makes sense to watch the second
to one go right into after the second it. One.
Yeah, I don't even know if I really want to watch the second one again, but I do want to watch the first
why
one
did
again.
They end, why did and they go back?
Not the,
why did they leave Oklahoma? Was the reasoning that they left Oklahoma just so that they could be in the firehouse for the nostalgia? Is that the only reason that they left Oklahoma?
That's where the ghost busting is.
But wasn't the whole point of the first one, like, this random city and, like, outside of Tahlequah that doesn't have a Brahms or a Sonic, is like, almost like the, like, what do they call, it's like a Hellmouth for, like, I was trying to think of Buffy references. It's like a Hellmouth. Like, isn't that the whole thing? Like, this is where all the meridians connect in Tahlequah. That's why we, you know, it, that's why, I don't remember what his name is. Spangler built the house, like, on the middle of it. So that he'd be like, all right, here's where the crossroads are. If we're going to supernatural it. We'll just throw all the stuff in there. Why didn't they call Dean Winchester? Jensen Ackles isn't doing anything right there. It would have been so fun.
If they would have just called the Winchesters in the beginning, they could have saved themselves a lot of trouble.
What a different spectacle that would have been. Much more interesting, I surmise.
Cass has to do is come over. He like touches Garak and he's dead. So it's like, boom, he's done.
It's like, movie over. We're good. Yeah.
I guess I should watch the first one. That's my takeaway from this movie, is that I should see the first one.
Yeah. If you want a better Ghostbuster experience, watch the first one.
Yeah.
But it more like I just want to go back and watch the original again. I think that might be the best use of my time.
maybe we should go back, watch the first Ghostbuster, and then watch the second Ghostbuster, because none of us remember what the second Ghostbuster is about.
I never even saw it, so.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Anybody else have any closing thoughts, or are we ready to put Ghostbusters back in the Ecto box? Put it in the trap.
Wait, in the trap. In the trap. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm tired.
After all the mess that I've talked about it, I actually still like the movie.
That's why I'm like, hey, you know what? It was a movie.
A movie.
It's like Joker for me. I have no reason to see this movie ever again. I saw it once and I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely didn't dislike it. It was very fun. Like, you know,
yeah, it was like, I didn't dislike it. It was fun. Don't watch it. It's
but I
terrible. It's
wouldn't watch
trash.
it again. Well, and it's like, well, I don't know. If you don't already have like a lot of nostalgia and love for the series, like I was texting my friend about it, and he said his coworker like dressed up like on that Friday in his Ghostbusters gear and is
Oh
like,
man.
he's super into the franchise. And I'm like, I've never heard of
Oh
that before, but
no.
I, you know, I guess those people are out there. All the power to you. That's
Oh,
just,
you've been to
you
cons,
know.
Maddie. You've seen people with the
Exactly. So like
Ecto-1.
that's why I get it. Like I do get it. I think it's just I don't know. I really connected with that first one, but I just never watched the rest, and I don't know.
Maybe that's why
If
you
you
need to
like
watch the
it, you
rest of
should
the
like it.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, all
Yes.
how many are there in total now at this point?
I
How
think
many
this makes
Ghostbusters?
five.
Yeah, including the Girl Busters.
Girlbusters.
Girlbusters.
Yeah, this is five. Yep.
So we have two original Girlbusters and
Yep.
then these two.
Is Girl Busters in the same universe? Like, does it get
I
referenced?
don't think so.
No. So
It's or
it's
it's
weird,
outside.
right? Because Leslie Jones, her either grandfather or uncle, I don't remember the relation, is Ernie Hudson.
Oh.
So is
Okay.
Zeddemore. Is it
Right.
Nelson Zeddemore? Hudson Zeddemore? I don't remember.
Wilson.
Is
Wilson?
Wilson. Is it Wilson?
Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Wilson.
Is Wilson Zeddemore. So she gets the firehouse from him.
Okay.
Which is like, okay, well, I don't know how that works. And
I don't,
he even has a cameo at the end of that movie, which I'm not sure how that ties into here because he has the thing. And so I don't know. Yeah, it was
I
one
don't
of
feel like
those
that's,
like they did
I don't feel like
cameo
that's
stuff for
canon.
that
It's part of the
about.
GBEU, the Ghostbusters Extended Universe.
There you go.
I hate everything about that. All right.
Agreed.
Sean has no social media, so you cannot follow him.
Nope.
I don't
Maddie, what about you? If
do
people want to follow
anything.
you social wise,
I don't do anything related to this.
well, you don't
Oh my
have.
God, I'll plug something. I have a crochet account for the mouse, for a mouse, a crochet mouse that I made, and it's Chester Crochets, and you should follow that. I haven't posted on it in months and months and months, but I want to post it again. So that's just at Chester Crochets, the way you think it's spelled. No punctuation or anything. Like,
Crochets is spelled, sorry, Chester is spelled with an O.
no.
Like, that's like, Tyler
Funny.
is spelled with a silent P, and you're like, wait.
Yes. My name is Stanley,
Chestor.
spelt with an F. Okay.
Like,
Yeah.
pardon? It's
I
Josh with
made
a, Josh
little
with a capital F.
Koroks like from
Yep.
Zelda on theirs, and that's on there. So if you like Koroks from Zelda,
Are
I made them one
those the
time.
things that they put on, they strap bombs to and send them flying?
Do they
Is
do that?
that what
They're
they
the little
do?
forest guys,
Yeah, the
and
little
they kind of
forest
have
guys.
puzzles around. Oh, well,
Yeah,
that's
and they go.
unfortunate. Yes, it's
Yeah.
those guys. I didn't know about the bombs. That's really sad.
Isn't that the whole thing in Breath of the Wild 2? What's it called? The
Tears of
new
the
Zelda one,
Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom, is you can strap them to rockets and send them all
I
over the
guarantee you
place.
people have done that. Yeah. Lots of cool contraptions that people have made
To torment the.
to torment the people in that game.
I almost said the Garakas, and I'm like, wait, no, that's not what they're called.
No.
I'm gonna make a crochet Garaka. Follow me on Chester Crochets.
There
It's oh
you
wait,
go.
not don't follow me. Follow Chester on Chester Crochets. I'm just his photographer,
There you go.
legally speaking.
There you go.
All opinions are Chester's. My alt account is Chester.
Yeah. If you see him posting some wild stuff, don't worry about it.
Like how, never mind, we won't talk about that. I was gonna, never
Oh.
mind. I was gonna be about somebody winning a certain war due to weather
Oh.
machines. That's
Oh
what Chester believes.
Chester believes some, yeah, just Chester believes that the moon landing was faked, so.
That makes sense.
Just the first one. The rest of them totally fine. Just the first one was fake.
Just the
Just the
first
first
ones.
one. Because that was the only time we had that good CGI. After that, you would have been able to tell, right?
Right, yeah. Even though the whole, like, the flag moves, like, yeah, that's called inertia. Like, if you move something, it doesn't just stop. Like, when there's no gravity and it's weightless, if you do this, it doesn't just go and just stop. It's like, it's gonna keep going because there's nothing to stop it.
Well, Chester doesn't know what inertia means, so his mind.
He is a mouse. Okay. Well, we'll put Chester's links in the show notes. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh L. Kane. You can find the podcast on Instagram at What's Up Fandom, on Twitter at What's Up Fandom PC for podcasts. All of our episodes available wherever you download episodes, so iTunes, Google Play, which actually I think they're like Google Podcasts is going away. I think they're getting rid of that. iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, those other places. Maybe we'll go on Good Pods or something. I don't know. I'll look into that. Yeah. Add more places, or just wherever you download podcasts, we're there.
Maybe let Google silence us.
Darn you. we're there. We're gonna be at some conventions coming up, so get ready for that. We've got, what is it called, GalaxyCon. Gonna be at GalaxyCon. That'll be fun. There are other cons.
San Diego
Comic-Con. So that's a weird one, right? So, like, we're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con doing some panels, but I'm hesitant on that one just because it's like, I don't know what I can say. I'll have to find out. I'll find out tomorrow when I talk with the people if I can announce that I am doing this. Like, if I'm doing it with them. So we'll find out. Yeah,
you might be in the San Diego area.
Yeah, I may be in the San Diego area. I may be at the Trader Joe's in San Diego.
Right. Okay. All right.
You can find me there.
Yeah.
It's right next to a Cane's, so
perfect.
Best place for where? Best place? Like, put a Cane's and a Trader Joe's right next to each other.
What else do you need, really?
That's very San Diego, I'm sure.
It is. It's very sandy. There you go. All right, we're done. Thank you both so much for joining me, Sean, once
thank
again
you.
And Maddie for the first time.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
One last thing, we are looking for co-hosts, so if you want to be a co-host on What's Up Fandom, hit us up. There is a kind of, it's not like a trial period, but we are gonna, you know, chat with you, make sure we gel. We're looking. Look for more actual post stuff about that a little bit later on, but there's a lot of stuff that we want to do in 2024, and Josh needs co-hosts because Sean falls asleep quite often.
He does.
During the movies.
Every movie.
Every movie that I sit next to Sean goes to sleep.
Every single one.
Maybe it's
for this one? This one too?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
You can tell.
But you loved it.
Sean will, the heavy breathing sets in.
Yeah.
Bro, you need to stop going, you know, horizontal when you're in those nice seats at Flix. You always go
so
horizontal
hard
and you're just like, all right, he's gone.
Yeah. Those recliner seats really, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to one where it was heated too.
Yeah.
I would be done. I wouldn't last through the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, but that the problem with the Warren is, like, I've been to the director suite twice there. The nice ones where there's only like 30 people in there. First time I went, fantastic. Second time I went, I paid $30 to sleep. So I don't recommend.
Yeah.
It's a $30 nap. And it's sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, again, thank you both so much for joining me.
Of course.
Maybe more, who knows, to come. So for What's a Fandom, I'm Josh.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Maddie.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.